This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. At least 22 people known dead now in Tennessee and many missing after record-shattering rain that led to deadly flooding. As much as 17 inches of rain fell in less than a day. President Biden's offering help.
I've asked the administrator to speak to Governor Lee of Tennessee right away and will offer any assistance they need for this terrible moment.
The National Weather Service says Tropical Depression Henri is weakening over the Northeast after making landfall yesterday along the coast of Rhode Island, but it's still a heavy rain and flood threat. Areas that have seen a lot of rain in the past day or so could see 1 to 3 inches more by the time Henri moves out. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says with the ground this saturated with water, there's a risk of falling trees.
We had a lot of rain over the last week. The topsoil is thin. You have a rock underneath. That means the topsoil is filling up like a sponge fills with water. That water is pouring off right now.
A firefight at one of the gates at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. At least one Afghan soldier reportedly has been killed. The U.S. is now asking U.S. commercial airlines to help transport Afghan refugees after they're evacuated to other countries. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Pentagon has activated the Civil Reserve Air Fleet. 18 aircraft from American Airlines, Atlas Air, Delta Airlines, Omni Air, Hawaiian Airlines, and United will be directed to ferry evacuees from the way stations. They will not fly into Afghanistan. The 6 participating airlines have agreed to assist for a little less than 2 weeks. The Civil Airline Reserve System was last activated in 2003 for the Iraq War.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson and his wife Jacqueline are under observation at a Chicago hospital, responding to treatments for COVID, according to their son. The Reverend Jackson is vaccinated. Not clear if she is. This is AP News. A gang leader is offering a truce and help for communities in Haiti shattered by an earthquake. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
In Lake High, residents rushed to grab bundles of food, water, and other supplies while armed men stood by. Jimmy Cherizier, a former cop known as Barbecue, heads the G9 Federation of 9 gangs and offered a truce to help aid flow. Relief worker Yvonne Alseguer says the supplies they're delivering should last a week.
To help the people that need the food, the water, and the other things. It's the kind of thing that we went for them.
Meanwhile, some people made it to church in the hard-hit area as the country's Civil Protection Agency raised the death toll to more than 2,200. I'm Julie Walker.
Don Everly died over the weekend, one half of the singing Everly Brothers. He was 84 and died at his home in Nashville. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.